We are gearing up for the Manhattan District Attorney felony criminal case against Donald Trump starting in just 3 weeks. We reported here that Donald Trump filed multiple pretrial motions to try to exclude key evidence from going before the jury at the felony criminal trial involving Donald Trump's hush money payments and falsification of business records. Donald Trump wanted to exclude testimony from Michael Cohen. He wanted to exclude testimony from Stormy Daniels. He wanted to exclude the Access Hollywood tape where he brags about sexually assaulting women. He wanted to exclude that from going before the jury. He wanted to exclude his own statements and speeches and statements that he's made in books, claiming that he doesn't really write his own books. They're ghostwritten, and therefore it's hearsay, and those words can't be attributed to him. He's also not stipulating to the authenticity of his own social media posts, as well as his own videos that he makes of himself. And so now the Manhattan District Attorney is firing back and telling Judge Juan Merchan, look, Judge, all of this stuff is relevant. All of this stuff should come in. And it is ridiculous that Donald Trump wants to exclude it. And in reality, Judge, Donald Trump is basically filing the equivalent of what looks to be press releases as opposed to legal motions at this point. Let's take a look at the filing by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. And as those who watch this channel know, we are so blessed here to have Karen Friedman Agnifilo, who used to be one of the leaders of that office. She was the number two in the Manhattan District Attorney's Office under Cy Vance and frequently served as the acting district attorney. And so we know about what an incredible legacy and top-notch lawyers they have there at the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. Quite the legacy. And you see that in their lawyering and their writing. So here's what's in the Manhattan District Attorney's opposition to Donald Trump's motion in limine, and a motion in limine, you spell it I-N-L-I-M-I-N-E, is basically just like a pretrial motion to exclude stuff. So one of the things that the district attorney says is Michael Cohen will testify, should testify, and should not be excluded. His testimony is admissible and proper, the DA says. In an argument that reads more like a press release than a legal filing, defendant Donald Trump makes obviously unsupportable request that the court preclude one of the people's witnesses from testifying at trial on the ground that defendant anticipates that he will disbelieve the witness's expected testimony. The court should reject this unprecedented argument. It's just ridiculous, a frivolous argument. Justice Arthur Engoron, sitting as the finder of fact in the New York Attorney General's civil fraud trial against defendant, expressly found after trial that Michael Cohen told the truth. Justice Engoron's findings that Cohen was credible and told the truth on the stand rebuts defendant's repeated assertion that Cohen instead committed perjury at the trial, and it is misleading for defendants to argue otherwise without even advising the court that Justice Engoron found Cohen's testimony credible and truthful. And then the DA says, look, at the end of the day, if you think Cohen's going to get on the stand and lie, if you think Cohen is not credible, guess what? You have the ability to call the witness and cross-examine the witness, and you could try to point out to the jury why you think that this witness is not credible and use that in your case. Why are you so afraid of Michael Cohen? Is basically what the DA is saying here. The DA goes on to say in this opposition to Trump's motion in limine that evidence regarding the formation and execution of defendants' conspiracy with others to influence the 2016 presidential election is admissible. One of the things that Trump is trying to exclude here is Trump's trying to exclude any of the testimony of someone by the name of Dino Sajudin. Just so you know who Dino Sajudin is, he was the doorman at one of Trump's properties who Trump paid off and had signed an NDA to not talk about his interactions and observations of Donald Trump. Here it goes on to say defendants trying to argue that this transaction, this payoff, this NDA payoff to Dino Sajudin is too attenuated with the issues of the case to be relevant. However, as outlined above, in the people's response to the omnibus motion, there is legally sufficient evidence for a jury to conclude that Sajudin and Karen McDougal transactions are related to each other and to the payment to Stormy Daniels. Defendants free to urge the jury to reject that conclusion, but the argument goes to the weight of the evidence, not to its threshold of admissibility. Then it goes on to say how defendant Donald Trump makes the sweeping claim that testimony from Stormy Daniels should be categorically excluded as unduly prejudicial. As with defendant's baseless attempt to preclude testimony from Michael Cohen, this argument relies on improper speculation that even under the court's supervision, Stormy Daniels will provide nothing more than irrelevant or prejudicial trial testimony. As defendant does not dispute, the payments to Daniels are relevant to the charges against him. As defendant also does not dispute, Daniels has personal knowledge of evidence regarding those payments. There's absolutely no basis to exclude such indisputably probative evidence on the basis of rank speculation that Daniels will provide, and this court will somehow allow only improper testimony instead. Cat food has been the same forever. It's time for cat food to move into the 21st century. That's why you've got to try Smalls. Now, are you still feeding your cat kibble? Make it your mission this year to have your cat eating healthier food with Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients that you'd find in your fridge, and it's delivered right to your door. My kitty loves Smalls so much that the first time she tried it, she ate it so quickly, I didn't have time to grab a photo. It was so adorable. And what I love so much as a cat owner is that Smalls has helped my cat ensure that they're getting the right amount of protein. Plus, I feel so much better knowing that I'm feeding my cat real food and not burnt kibble. Now, at this point, you might be asking yourself, well, why can't I just feed my cat kibble? Believe it or not, your cute kitty descended from ferocious desert cats who hunted live prey for food, and your cat isn't any different. They still need fresh protein-packed meals to be at their best. Other cat food brands know this, but they choose to put their wallets first. They fill their food with mysterious meat products and artificial flavoring and preservatives with names that I don't even want to try to pronounce. Now, if that sounds gross, imagine having to eat it every day. Smalls was started back in 2017 by a couple of guys home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world. Now, after making the switch to Smalls, 90% of cat owners reported overall health improvements. That's a big deal. The team at Smalls is so confident that your cat will love their product that you can try it risk-free. That means they'll refund you if your cat won't eat their food. It's 2024. Are you still really feeding your cat kibble? Head to smalls.com/Midas and use promo code Midas at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer that you'll find, but you have to use my code Midas for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code Midas for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
You know, Donald Trump goes at his speeches and rallies and he calls her horseface. He goes, no affair, horseface, never touched that woman, don't know anything about horseface. He says that over and over again. But obviously, she's an important witness in this case. Donald Trump made the payments to her because he had sex with her for about 3 seconds, as she'll describe it. And then ultimately, through Michael Cohen, made those payments and then falsely tried to characterize those payments as legal fees to Michael Cohen. And that's unlawful. And why was Donald Trump doing that? Because he wanted to keep it secret from the public, because at that point in time, he was running for office in 2016 and he wanted to keep this secret. So he made hush money payments consistent with other NDAs that he did in the past. It goes on to say, finally, defendant seeks to exclude any evidence regarding the Access Hollywood tape on the basis that it has no probative value and will be impermissibly prejudicial to its probative value. And defendant again improperly relies on his own version of the facts. Well, why don't we here take a look at what Donald Trump's prior testimony was in the E. Jean Carroll case when presented with the Access Hollywood tape? Play the clip.
In this video, I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. Just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab them by the you can do anything. That's what you said, correct?
Well, historically, that's true with stars.
It's true with stars that they can grab women by the
Well, that's what it's, if you look over the last million years, I guess that's been largely true. Not always, but largely true. Unfortunately or fortunately.
And you consider yourself to be a star?
I think you can say that, yeah.
Well, that's how he responded. I mean, that's quite despicable would be an understatement. And here the Manhattan District Attorney says that the fact that that tape came out when it did was one of the motivations why Donald Trump wanted to keep what transpired with Stormy Daniels' secret from the 2016 election. That's why he went about doing that. And then the court goes on to talk about how Donald Trump wants to exclude his statements that he's made himself. And the court's like, okay, these are things that you've said. These are books that you've written. These are your own words. Why are you trying to have those things excluded? And there doesn't need to be some sort of pre-trial hearing on the admissibility of these things. These are Donald Trump's statements. Defendants' own words in the statements the people identified about, for example, the attention Trump pays to his finances, his expertise regarding campaign finance requirements, his philosophy of aggressively going after anyone who crosses him, and about the very reimbursement payments at issue in this prosecution, on their face, have any tendency to prove their material fact. And the fact that defendant Trump suggests that books he authored and sold under his name may not in fact contain his own statements because he wrote those books with ghostwriters goes to the weight and not to the admissibility of those evidence, of the evidence. You said it. These are your words. Stop trying to run away from your own conduct is what the DA is saying right here. So we'll see what Judge Juan Mershon rules. My view is that most of all of this evidence is going to come in. And I wonder with the Access Hollywood tape if the court will exclude the actual contents of the tape but allow discussion about what it is. I don't know. I think the court should let it in, but we'll see what the court does on that one. We'll keep you posted every step of the way. But folks, in the next 3 weeks, Donald Trump is in a felony criminal trial. Criminal defendant Donald Trump. He could be facing 4 years if convicted of the felony charges against him. I'm Ben Mycelis. This is the Midas Touch Network. Thanks for watching. Hit subscribe. Let's get to 3 million subs together. Have a great day.
Love this video? Make sure you stay up to date on the latest breaking news and all things Midas by signing up to the Midas Touch newsletter at MidasTouch.com/newsletter.